that is actually the thrust of our policy. Thank you for that question. I work as a primary health worker, and you're right that while both the Labor and Liberal government talk about hospital beds, it's a very short-sighted and usually one election cycle kind of policy. The Greens policy is about preventative health and also dental health and mental health, because they're all crucial to the well-being of our community. Clearly, by preventing, for example, looking at chronic disease management in older populations, by looking at trying to reduce smoking, by looking at healthy eating, all the things that make are common sense, we save massive dollars in the long run. So that is our policy, that's the focus. We also, of course, need to see improved acute services, but the Greens' whole policy is around preventative health. So thank you for asking.
All right, thanks, Jenny O'Connor from the Greens. Hayden McCauley, Country Alliance.
Yes, our interest being country, rural and regional is the fact that we just simply want to get the doctors into those areas for starters. And then to keep professional people. So whatever powers in place and able to provide those things, we would support that without any trouble at all.
All right, thanks, Hayden. Maybe I might go to Robert Caverton.
Just on preventative health, just my concerns is, I can hear Jenny, she speaks very, very nicely, and a lot of the Greens' policies, they seem to disturb me, though, you know. I'd just like to ask Jenny, you know, what's the cards of injection rooms and all this coming into our towns?
All right, but what we want is an answer to the question, just your position on community health centres.
Yeah, well, sorry?
Community health
centres are? Yes. Well, I just like to see programs in place in preventing these things happening, not encouraging these things to happen. And what I hear is there is an encouragement of not having these things happen.
All right, we might keep moving along. Maybe to the ALP's John Williams, your position on community health centres?
Important. Having just spent the last 2 years rewriting a plan for Beechworth Health Service, looking at population health, it's important that we get it right and look at what's happening in each area and look at what's called the burden of disease and look at why people die, where people are getting sick, and actually work through it. It's easy to put beds and promise to put beds at the pointy end, but let's get it right in the first place, way back before they actually get sick, and look at where people actually are going through the process. Looking at mental health is a big issue.
Okay, thanks, John Williams, ALP candidate. Bill Tilley, Liberal member for Benambra.
Yeah, it's a very clear opportunity for a decision. I mean, the thing is that a coalition government will simply increase the capacity in right across Victoria. We're talking about 1,600 beds over two terms, 800 beds in the first term. This is direct funding to provide health to all of Victoria, not only the electorate of Benambra, but it's also being given the opportunity in the Bush Nursing Hospital, say, at Yackandandah, where WIS funding can be supported into public beds into that area, which will provide the opportunity for when you undergo surgery, you'll be able to very quickly be transferred out to, say, places at Yackandandah. Now, in saying that, it's all very good and well to hand out syringes and things like that for preventative health, but that's not the issue here. The issue is providing a thorough, integrated health service for the whole region. We've seen, and I've campaigned very strongly on the Albury-Wodonga health. There are some hurdles, there are some transitional issues, but the bottom line is being able to meet the capacity where we have the population of Wodonga alone presenting before the Accident Emergency Award. It's simply not good enough, and we need to increase the capacity, and it's been a failure of the Labor government over the last 11 years. A coalition government will deliver that.